Roger and JP, 754, partly sunny and 82 later today.
So I'm having issues with my heart again. And I finally got up off my ass to go back to the doctor, electrophysiologist. And he put me on, I'm on a heart monitor now. I got to wear this thing, you know, as many hours
like
a day.
Like wearing a pager or something.
Yeah, it's basically, yeah. And I got, you know, the electrodes on my chest and it 24 hours a day monitors my heart.
Can you show us those?
You want to see them?
No, not really. Ted, look
at that. Oh, baby!
That's hot.
There you go. So I,
Mike, you like his nipples? He has really nice nipples, doesn't he?
They're not brown, though. No, that's the only thing.
Come on, they're brown.
You know, more maroon. I mean, they're not A-Rod
style. They're not A-Rod's nipples.
All right? And you're not batting 280 either. All right? That's for sure.
So listen. So
your wife's gonna kill you.
Basically what happens is I have a condition called atrial fibrillation. My heart just goes off rhythm. Yeah. Off rhythm. It's very uncomfortable. And they put me on this monitor so he can track it. They want to see it happen so then they know how to go in and treat it. I got it yesterday afternoon. I got it Wednesday afternoon. Mm-hmm. I put it on Wednesday. Last night, I had 19 issues. I went into, my heart went into some, the monitor
19
kicked.
19 different times?
The monitor kicks on anytime your heart goes into an arrhythmia. Right? So it monitored while in my sleep 19 arrhythmias during the course of my sleep. Mm. And I freaked out. I was freaking out. I was definitely, I mean, you saw me. I was kind of like a ghost.
Yeah,
I wasn't,
yeah, right.
I wasn't, right? And I told Nicole and I sent her a text message. Like, I'm kind of freaking out a little bit. I'm like, that's a lot. That's never happened before. I've been on monitors before, but that's never happened before. I'm freaking out. Her response to me, this is my wife. I have a family with this woman. I'm giving her a new kitchen as we speak.
So your heart has 19 episodes.
You know what she says to me?
You're wearing the monitor. What does she say?
Don't look at it. Not, oh my God, John, you're going to be okay. We'll get the doctors. This is good. The doctors will see this. I love you. Nothing nurturing. Nothing. Zero. Don't look at it.
She's awesome.
I'm like, this bitch does not want, she could give a rat's ass if I am alive or dead. She knows that I am worth more dead than alive.
Right, aren't we
and
all?
She could give a rat's ass. There wasn't a moment of nurturing, like, to tell me I'm going to be okay or just try and calm my nerves down a little bit. Say something, for Christ's sake. Even Roger, who we both know doesn't care about me, Ted was just like, I came out, you all right, man? Hey, these guys, my wife, don't look at it.
And there's the proof.
No, but I'm supposed to go
ready
home
for you to
and
go to
continue
the
to give to my family and give to my family and provide for my family when she doesn't even.
It's funny.
It's not funny. It's not funny.
She's all right.
She's not all right.
How did it is surprising, but on the other hand, I mean, you know who she is. Mm-hmm. You married her for because she's cool, great personality.
She's not cool anymore.
She's very funny.
She's not cool anymore. She's not cool anymore.
And there was the corned beef and chaos when you were in the hospital. Was this for the same thing? You remember in 2007, you had a heart issue?
It was for a different, yes. So, but I never had that treated.
What would make me comforted would be that it didn't kill you then, and you're still alive now.
Yeah, so, but I never had 19 instances of it in one night.
Yeah, I mean, that's how, like, psychologically.
Forget that part. She couldn't calm my nerves. Like, she didn't even attempt to calm my nerves.
Yeah.
There's no love there.
She's counting Benjamins.
There's no love there.
It's 7:58. The love is lost in your relationship. It's over.
Bitch, don't love me.
You're just a dollar sign.
And I used the B word twice. I'm going to use it again before this is done.
7:58ers. All right, 802, Roger and JP on BAB. My partner is convinced his wife wants him dead or would prefer him dead.
Prefer me dead. She won't pull the trigger or put the pillow over my face herself, but she'd prefer
but
me
she
dead.
Can hope.
Yeah.
Good morning, BAB. Your reaction. Go ahead.
I think JP should dump that bitch.
I think so, too.
Hey, listen, nothing. That could be worse. You could have found out 40 years from now, 35 years from now. That would be a big waste.
Well, she's already got two kids out of me, but whatever it is, it's going to cost me a ton of...
Call, buddy. That's the way it is for us. But you know what? Dump that bitch. Trade her in for two more younger ones, 10 years younger. She's probably shot anyway. Overweight, right? Grounded.
My God.
That's the way it is. What? And you give her all the money.
You are cold-hearted.
Dude, one day I'm going to do a radio show with you. You complete me.
I'm not cold-hearted. I'm a realist.
Take care, brother. Good job. Later.
You're not a realist. You're mean.
Nicole just heard that call. Ha! That's her response.
That's all she's got.
Ha!
Good for her.
Not good for her.
She's a sweet girl. This is all bad talk about her, and she's a good, she's a really nice girl.
She's not nice.
She is.
She's not nice.
You're being too sensitive.
I'm not being too sensitive.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. She was a fast machine, she cocked the motor and clean. She was a fast machine. 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. It is 8:06. JP's convinced his wife would almost prefer him dead.
No, and you know what I love about our audience? You guys are just like
They're
my
so
wife.
Caring.
No, not one of you has asked a question. JP, what's wrong with your heart? Are you going to be okay? Not one of you. Everybody just wants to take my wife's side in this whole thing. You guys
nothing
suck.
Nothing about the arrhythmia.
Nobody
thing,
cares.
Nothing.
You're hooked up to a monitor. You're going to be okay. Do you have to have surgery? You're on medication?
True.
Nothing. You're going to be all right. Can I get you anything? All you guys right, all suck.
Let's see. Maybe this line is someone who's caring.
Right.
Good morning, BAB. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Mike from Memphis.
What's
hey,
up, Mike?
Yo, if you think about it, she really has two good things going for her. God forbid anything happens to you.
What's that?
The first thing is life insurance money.
Right.
And the second thing is there's a Johnson out there bigger than yours waiting for it somewhere.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
You know, you guys are rough.
She's got nothing but upside if I die. And you know what's funny? Knowing who her mother is, like, she won't even fake it at the funeral. She'll probably she'd probably hire the village people. They'd be doing YMCA right next to my casket.
Cool in the gang doing celebration. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Run a little cool in the gang. And then she'd bang all five brothers in the band.
Oh, my God.
Later, man. She'd be giving the speed 'em up side so we can get back to get a groove on. Yeah. There she is.
Meanwhile, in the other room at the funeral home.
They haven't even gotten all the blood out of my body yet.
Oh, God. 102.3 WBAB.
Yes!
We're all gathered here today. What is that noise?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, a moment of reverent silence.
That might have been some of your best work right there, Brett.
It's 102.3 WBAB. Long out of the water.
You gotta be honest.
It's Roger JP. 102.3 WBAB, Roger, JPS 811.
Put her up.
Here's the woman who wants your death.
Nicole?
Yeah.
Would you say it's safe to say that you'd be happier if I was dead?
Not even close.
That's not true.
Oh,
why did you show...
Are you talking about yesterday?
Yes. Why did you show zero compassion? Zero.
JP had 19 episodes of arrhythmia overnight, and all you could say was, don't look at the monitor?
Right.
Yes. Because I know him. He looks at things. And he gets paranoid and he looks and looks and looks.
Why?
And
he keeps feeding the mental beast.
Why could you have not just said, you're going to be fine. The doctor's going to take care of this. This is what we're using this for. So there wasn't a moment where you thought about showing a tiny bit of compassion.
Not true.
Huh?
Not true.
It's totally true.
No,
it's always that way.
No.
You are becoming.
No,
you,
I went on Google, you, I researched it, and then I sent you the article.
You are becoming.
It's very common, and if you're not.
Debbie,
over,
let her talk.
Fine.
Debbie.
Do you do this at home, too? You don't let her talk? You don't let her talk.
Debbie. She's becoming her mother. Did I talk? Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish. Say what you were saying. I apologize.
No, I sent you the article as a way of saying, don't worry about it. You'll be fine. It's a common thing. People over 65 need to worry.
People over 65.
And if it's left untreated, you're taking care of business.
See? I just needed my wife to show a little bit of love and compassion. You chose not to.
I'm sorry. My research did not show compassion.
You are becoming your mother, the Black Widow.
The Black Widow.
And you're only number one. She's probably thinking she's got a life. She's got three, four more guys to go.
What husband is your mother on? Five?
About four, I think.
Four and a half, right? Are we counting Ray?
Yeah. Ray.
Four and a half?
I included him in that.
Four and a half.
Yeah.
All right.
Nicole is breaking the pattern. You will be her only love for her whole life. Right, Nicole?
That's right.
Even when I sat down.
I don't believe that.
Even when I sat down and had the conversation with her last night, she didn't really budge.
No, huh?
No.
Just don't look at her.
Because I'm right. I sent you the message.
She is right if you keep looking at her to feed you. That's
true. Use a cold-hearted biatch.
Come on, Isabella. We're riding bicycles to school right now. I'm a cold-hearted bitch.
Yeah, you know why? Because you have healthy hearts, so you can go do that. Goodbye.
Bye, Nicole.
Goodbye.
Bye.
She's great.
See? No, I love you.
No, of course. Just goodbye.
Bye, Felicia.
Enjoy your new kitchen.
She said to the kids, hey, maybe he won't come home.
You know what? She probably bought that big stove so she can stick me in it.
Boy, the good thing is you're not paranoid at all. It's 8:13.
I think I have a right to be a
Harley and Sonny 82 today.